Going to agenda B, Puget Sound Commercial Smelt. Quick reporting, is this is a decision. I don't know who on staff is going to handle this. I guess we'll find out.
Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. We have Dr. Dave Lowry here to this briefing.
All right. Thank you, members of the commission. As I briefed you on the other day, essentially what this petition does is simply take a practice that we're already utilizing and that we've already shown has worked for the commercial smelt fishery and put it into permanent practice. Since we, in 2014, initiated a quota for the Puget Sound commercial smelt fishery, we've had to have in-season management, which was not previously needed. What this rule change does is essentially just institutionalize and make permanent the quick reporting method that we've been using, which is phone or email-based reporting of daily landings. And what this allows us to do is better track the 60,000-pound quota. And the one kind of minor change that has occurred in addition to making this permanent is that the reporting deadline has been pushed back from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. the day following a catch. And that was just to accommodate the commercial fishermen's needs. Having been out late the night before, they complained a few times that it was hard to get the call in by 10 a.m. Ultimately, it doesn't impact our method of management or our daily accounting, so the 2 p.m. change was made. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions? Hearing none.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Commissioner Smith. I'll make a motion.
Please do, Commissioner Smith.
I move to adopt WAC 220-49-005, Puget Sound Forage Fish Commercial Fisheries, general provisions as presented by staff.
I second.
Commissioner Mencken, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.